Hi, this is PC Matthew. Our families need our prayers like never before, as they are the target of many evil forces today. Join me and my wife Sibby in seeking God in repentance in this season of Lent, as God wants us to be for Him while we pray and seek Him for our families.
Day 9, praying as families to loosen the chains of injustice. Our God is inherently just, and justice forms the very foundation of His throne. When justice is denied or delayed, it contradicts the character of God and deeply troubles Him. He desires His people to act with justice and to embrace mercy, as these qualities stem directly from His nature. Often, the world's interpretation of justice revolves around asserting one's rights to fulfill a particular task independently. But justice is also dependent on rightness before God, who set everything in His order and plan. Today, everyone is seeking justice based on what they think is right. But right and wrong has its foundation in His character and His purpose for humankind. There is a pervasive pursuit of justice based on individual perspectives of what is deemed right today. Yet, the concepts of right and wrong find their basis in God's character and His purpose for humanity. This subjective understanding of justice leads to a dangerous path where each person believes their actions and demands are justified. Regrettably, this trend is also prevalent within the church, where moral, social, and spiritual frameworks are often disregarded in favor of individual rights. In Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 6, the prophet emphasizes the need to break the chains of injustice. These chains, born for years and generations, have become deeply entrenched, binding individuals without their awareness. Injustice, perpetuated based on factors such as race, caste and creed, has plagued many nations for centuries. However, there have been champions of justice, like Martin Luther King Jr., who fought for the freedom of the marginalized communities, and Father Stan Swamy, who advocated for the rights of Dalits and Adivasis in India. Although these reformers may not have eradicated injustice entirely, they have worked tirelessly to loosen the chains that bind the oppressed. As families and members of the body of Christ, it is imperative that we instill in future generations the importance of walking in the way of the Lord, which involves doing what is just and right, as stated in Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. Let us also intercede in prayer for those who suffer injustice, whether within their own homes or in broader society. May God bring about righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed across the nations. Let us pray. Lord, the God of justice and mercy, extend Your righteous judgment to those who endure years of suffering and anguish from unjust treatment, whether it be within their own homes or in the wider world. We ask that You break their chains and guide us as a church and as families to be attentive to such injustice. May we earnestly strive, starting with prayer, to establish justice and truth in our communities. Let Your profound purpose for them be fulfilled through Your powerful intervention. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We thank You for joining us in this podcast. We would love for you to join through Zoom for a 30-minute prayer at 4:30 p.m. IST or 11 a.m. GMT. with friends from all over the globe to intercede for the issues that we just now heard. If you need any prayer support, please write to familyprayer@uimfrti.org. I repeat, familyprayer@uimfrti.org. God bless you.